Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Queen of Soul at the number one spot on this day in 1967 with her version of the Otis Redding hit Respect. She recorded 112 charted singles throughout her career. So did she ever have a favourite?
I have a lot of favourites. I don't have any one favourite. I have a lot of favourites. Nessun Dorma, of course, Respect. A lot of Curtis Mayfield's things from Sparkle are some of my favourites.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Bryan Adams began a 5-week run at the number one spot on this day in 1995 with Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman, taken from the film Don Juan DeMarco.
It's sort of an unusual thing for me to have done because it's not really my oeuvre. But, you know, I wanted to try it and I'd do it again in a second. You just sort of go through the narrative of the story and try and come up with a piece of music for it.
Just tell me, have you ever
turning 71 today, American rock singer and songwriter Suzy Quatro had the 1973 number one single Can the Can, plus 10 other top 40 singles.
My whole career has been long. The good thing about it is because I love it so much, it's always fresh. So nothing ever seems long ago. It just seems like a continuation of a dream that I've enjoyed dreaming all my life.
And Denise Williams turning 70 today. She had the 1984 smash hit, Let's Hear It for the Boy.
I just am so grateful to God for the talent that he gave me. And, you know, it took me a little while. I was by maybe four projects in before I realized that this was a gift God had gave me to share.
Today, Music Thursday, June 3rd at Mix 104.9.